we could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Celtic do the business in Armenia with a 3-0 win as they have a second bid rejected for John McGinn. Steven Gerrard says he's still looking to add central defenders to his squad as Bruno Alves heads for the exit door. And Alan Stubbs says his players have raised the bar in pre-season after last year's promotions. I'm Ronnie Charters, delighted to be joined by Mr. Fraser Wishart. Fraser, good evening.
Hi, who are you?
Very well indeed yourself. You look, I must say, Fraser, back from the holiday, you're looking tanned and pristine and ready to go ahead of the new season.
Too much wine and too many tapas in the south of Spain, but feeling good, looking forward to the football, and caught a wee bit of the Celtic game last night. Rangers, of course, playing tomorrow. So middle of July, usually this time when we started pre-season when I played, and now all of a sudden there's competitive games, European ties. So a good summer so far, enjoyed the World Cup, enjoyed my football, and really looking forward actually to the Scottish season starting again.
And we may touch on it just now, the World Cup, England in action tonight, your thoughts on the three lines? I don't want to say those words, but is it coming home?
It's coming home. My goodness me. They make it difficult, don't they? I really like Southgate, and I know people have met him, say he's an absolute gentleman, a really good guy, and I like the players and they've played well. But just sometimes they make it difficult to support him. But I'm supporting England because I've got them in the PFA Scotland office sweep. So I put up a big prize and I might win it.
You won it yourself.
Myself. So they've got to win.
Okay, well, a very busy show indeed to kick off your Wednesday evening as we continue our search for the 5 grand fan. You do not have long to go. The finals week on the 23rd of July, so you only have about 9 or 10 days left to register to get on the show. Very simple indeed, 30 seconds worth of general knowledge sporting questions. If you can get a 6 or a 7 to get you on the leaderboard in time for finals week, you're in with a chance to win £5,000. Only 3 men have managed a 7 so far: David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling, and Terry McCutcheon from Barrhead. But it is so easy. If you can get involved, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information and instructions you need to register there. Or if social media is your thing, or pin tweet at Clyde SSB, you'll find us there and you will find all the instructions you need to do it there as well. Fraser Wishart, £5,000 for 30 seconds worth of questions. You people are home, why are they not getting involved?
It's a marvellous competition, and Clyde on it all summer, but you've got a really good chance because you don't have to win it right now, you just have to get into that top 8, as you say, and £5,000 at this time of year would be very, very nice. I think I'd be on a plane back to Spain saying cheerio to you all again. And but a big prize.
We were just chatting in the office before we came in. You've raised the bar so high because you've been getting a few sixes the last couple of nights.
Yeah, been listening the last couple of nights, and I've done okay. But listen, it's like anything when you're in here doing Super Scoreboard midweeks, and you're taking on the pundits, punters. Sometimes you lose because the questions just aren't right. But I would encourage you, Andy, phone in. It's a really great competition.
All right, well, let's start with Celtic, who got their Champions League campaign up and running in some style with a very convincing 3-0 win against Alaskert in Armenia. Record signing Odson Edouard scored his first European goal for the club just before half-time, before Callum McGregor and James Forrest ensured Brendan Rodgers' side carried a commanding lead into the second leg. They will now welcome the Armenians to Glasgow on Wednesday night to secure a place in the second qualifying round. Fraser, if you'd have said to Brendan Rodgers on that plane over to Armenia, 3-0, clean sheet, no injuries, you'd have bitten your hand off for that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous that the champions of Scotland have got to play 4 qualification rounds, and this is one done. This is the extra one, if you like. It's done and dusty. There's no hassle going back to Celtic Park. I don't think they picked up any injuries, so Brendan can actually use it as a pre-season game next week. He can actually maybe give lads who have not been playing in recent games a bit of a run out as well, and the Celtic fans maybe get to see one or two of the newer signings, if you like. You know, Edwards obviously been there a while, but Lewis Morgan playing very well, and it was a comfortable victory. Listen to the commentary and the radio, but saw the goals as well, and decent finishes. Interesting, he's playing 3-5-2. He seems to maybe going to go and stick with that, similar to the way that England play, and that'll cause him. It gets 2 strikers in the park, but cause him problems with the likes of Sinclair. And how do you fit people like that into the team? But a nice problem to have.
When you have these pre-season, these early stages of the European games, you know, teams are halfway through their season. You're not, you know, dusting the cobwebs off. It's just sort of managing, making sure you, as Brendan Rodgers was saying afterwards, managing the game, keeping a cool head. And if you have to maybe take it back to Glasgow, you can, but he'll be delighted the fact that, and with the greatest of respect to Alaskert, the tie's probably over now with the 3 away goals.
Yeah, absolutely, Ronnie. The tie is over. What a 1-0 win would have been great, but you know, still got that wee bit of an edge to it, and a wee bit kind of worry that it feels an early goal. But it was a very professional performance by Celtic. And I think sometimes when you're going to these places, and Rangers will be the same, is it's the unknown, because you don't know much about the league. We see every European league on television. We know all the players, we know all the big players. When we get to Champions League, you know them all, but you don't really know who these guys are. And you can send people across, you can get videos or whatever else, but they can be dangerous. But Celtic looked, and certainly wee bits and pieces I saw, looked very comfortable, and it's a great victory for them. One round away, still going to be tough though. You know, Rosenborg next, and then a couple of rounds. It's tough going.
Johnny Boy on Twitter at Clyde SSB if you want to get involved. Great partnership with Dembele and Edouard. Looking forward to that next season. And I'm going to touch on Edouard there, because £9 million, it puts a bit of pressure on your shoulders. But to go out your first competitive game of the season, score a goal, it will just ease his pressures going into the new season as well.
Yeah, I mean, when he first came, and at the start of last season, first few months, you thought, what have Celtic signed? He looked like a young kid. He didn't look as if he knew much about the game. He's going to need plenty of coaching. He was awkward, he was gangly. But then when the season moved on, and I think his goal in particular at Ibrox, you know, towards the end of the season, just set him up, and he became the main man almost towards the end of the season. So I think he was a good signing. But it's maybe just a sign that Brendan Rodgers is going to go with the two strikers, because previous to that was one, either Griffiths or it was Dembele. And you remember him start of last season saying he didn't need a third striker, but now he does, because he's going to go with the two strikers. And they're two big, powerful lads. They'll cause problems.
0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved, or on Twitter at Clyde SSB as well. Fraser, the other big news coming from Celtic today concerns their pursuit of Hibs midfielder John McGinn. Neil Lennon today confirming that Hibs had indeed turned down a second bid from the Hoops for the 23-year-old, an offer we believe to be around £2 million. Now, the Easter Road head coach admitted that all the attention on John McGinn makes it difficult for the player, but that won't stop him featuring in tomorrow night's Europa League clash.
Two bids have come in, have been rejected by the club. There's nothing, if you want to make a major story out of it, that's fine, but we've rejected two bids from Celtic, and you know, the club has a valuation on the player. I don't know what that is, but obviously Celtic haven't met the valuation that Hibs want at the minute.
How's John dealing with all this?
He's been all right. Obviously, it's difficult, you know. I've been a player myself, so it's difficult dealing with speculation. And obviously, when a club as big as Celtic come in for you, there's always that anticipation from his point of view, maybe making that step forward, if you want to call it that. However, he has to be professional, and we've had a couple of chats over the piece with it. And you just have to wait and see how it develops, because, you know, he's our player at the end of the day, and he's a very important player to us as well.
You can have hesitation and put him in the squad of the team tomorrow, right?
No, he's one of my best players.
Fraser, I don't think we can, you know, lie about the fact Celtic are very much interested in John McGinn. Yeah. Two bids now rejected. What's your thoughts on this one? Do you see McGinn moving to Parkhead by the end of this transfer window, if that
needs
case?
Yes, it's one of these ones where it'll be ongoing. I don't see Celtic walking away, but when it comes to these transfers, it's cat and mouse. You know, one team will bid low, the selling team will want more money, and as the transfer window comes closer and closer, they'll come together. You know, it might not happen before the season starts, but at some point, Hibs are going to have to make a decision, and if there's a bid of however million, many millions, 2-3 million, that's the final bid. They've got a decision to make, because as of the end of August, he's virtually free. Because come January, he's a free agent in the summer, so he can sign for Celtic or any other club in a pre-contract, and they'll get nothing next summer. So it'll work itself out. It must be a bit frustrating for John, you know, but he's a good pro. John, a really good lad. But, you know, you can understand why he would jump at the chance of going to Celtic. But I think it will happen, but not quickly. I think Hibs will dig their heels in, Celtic will bid, and then they'll walk away, and then they'll bid again a wee bit more, but they'll settle on a figure out eventually.
We've had plenty of Celtic fans on Twitter saying that not to be held to ransom by Hibs in that extent, and that why don't we just wait till January, get him on a free, and maybe, you know, get a cut price fee in January, that he's going to move there anyway, and work it from there. But I suppose at this point in time, with a couple of weeks to go, the ball, would you say, is still in Hibs' court, as it were?
Yeah, but it's just now to an extent. But as I said earlier, the closer it gets to the end of the transfer window, the more pressure is going to come on Hibs. I love supporters, no matter which club it is, who say, "It's a disgrace, that bid, and we won't be held to ransom." But if somebody makes a low bid for one of their players, they're up in arms about it as well. So it is what it is. It's a complicated, you know, I'm involved in a lot in moves and transfers and things, and it's complicated, and it's about judgment, and it's cat and mouse. It's a dance, you know. And eventually, I think they'll settle on a fee of sorts. What that'll be, I don't know.
Alec is a Celtic fan in Parkhead. Good evening, Alec.
Hi, how are we doing?
Very well. Hi, Alec. Indeed, yourself?
I'm just sitting outside the Celtic way. I had to pull air, so I'm just sitting outside Celtic Park now.
I'm glad, you're not driving with your phone, Alec. That'd be, we're dead against that. But anyway, you're on you go.
Obviously, I watched the game last night, and I thought that for the first competitive game of the season, you know, I was really pleased with what I've seen. The fitness levels, everything. I says when Edward had signed, I says that Celtic will go with two up top. There was no way that Brendan was going to have three quality strikers and just go with one. In Europe, we'll go with one. But in the domestic game, we're going to play with two. There's too much quality, you know, and I'm really looking, liking the looky, Dembele and Edward, especially Edward. I thought that the shape of the team, and I know that mob weren't all that great and everything else, it was 3-0, it was really comfortable. But I think that when the season starts, I think we had a bit of a stuttery season last season. I think that obviously we'll get John in, a couple other signings, but I think that this season we're going to blow teams away like the way that our first season when Brendan came in.
I was just going to say, Alec, what's your feelings at one or two of the players though who might not fit into the team? Because obviously, you know, the success in recent years, Sinclair's been playing wide, but with two strikers and wing backs, he doesn't fit into that formation.
Well, obviously, you know, you still get Rodgick to come in. Yeah. You've got Bayata. You've got obviously Lustig. You know, even with new signings getting made, when you look at the team, the team's looking fresh. They're looking fit. They're looking up for it.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to need to fight. I was really pleased with the boy Morgan. That was the first that I'd really seen him. As soon as he got the ball, he just went. He'd only one thought, and that was to go forward. He had a couple of shots. The boy, obviously, you know, he didn't look out of place.
I hope he plays a part as well. I think he deserves a wee chance. Although he was in the Championship last year, Alec, I saw him a number of times and thought he's got a wee chance. And I think he won't be a regular, but he'll get his chance in games and coming on. But I agree with you, going with two up top seems to be Brendan Rodgers' way of playing. Things have changed a wee bit in the last few years. You see Chelsea are playing a similar formation. He's at three at the back. England playing three at the back as well. Brendan Rodgers did it last year as well. And if you've got two strikers like Edouard and Dembele, they're physically strong, big lads who run the channels well. They're good all-round footballers, so they'll cause teams a few problems this year.
Thanks to Alec in Parkhead. Fraser, we've been banging on about this £5,000, so why don't we just get on with first contestant of the evening then.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And the man it falls to is Mr. Gavin Fry from Newton Mearns. Good evening, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
Very well indeed, Chief. You're a Rangers fan. Your thoughts? Two new signings in the door yesterday as well. How have you seen this summer going so far for Rangers?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Went to the Bury match and he played very well, but tomorrow I need to step up to the plate and see how they get on.
Fraser, tomorrow night we'll go and chat about it, and Stephen Gerrard will talk about it, but a big night for Rangers.
It is, and it's the home game. You don't want to be going across to Macedonia with maybe a goal lead or whatever else or level, because we've seen before Scotland played there a few years ago and it's very, very hot, and you saw Celtic and Armenia, that kind of area, it's very hot. So they'll want to do the business tomorrow, and it's about getting the team to gel, and that's a difficulty for Stephen Gerrard. So many signings and so many new players, that can sometimes take time, but they don't have it.
Gavin, how have you been getting on in the £5,000 Fan? Have you been playing along at home?
I've been playing along at home, but it really depends on the questions, to be honest.
Okay, well, it is a 6 that's required at the moment. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or even just have a guess. We'll try and run them through you as quickly as you can. We'll try not to hold you up. And it is a 6 that's required to get you on the leaderboard. You all right with that, Gavin?
Thank you. Yep.
Good man. Then if you're ready, then let's go. How many league titles did Gordon Strachan win as Celtic manager?
4.
What's the name of Partick Thistle's mascot?
No pass.
Who beats Roger Federer this afternoon to secure a place in the Wimbledon semis? The Diamonds is the nickname of which Scottish League One club?
Airdrie.
Who was St Mirren manager when they won the League Cup?
Gus McPherson.
Which area of Glasgow did the first official football Scotland v England match take place in 1872?
Hampden.
Lorenzo Amoruso joined Rangers from which Italian club?
Fiorentina.
Fraser, your assessment on Gavin's performance?
You might be close.
Yes.
I think it might be very close. Maybe 5, but maybe the 6.
Oh,
maybe
right.
The 6.
Okay. Gavin, your thoughts? Confident?
Well done, Gavin. That was good.
Maybe 4 or 5.
Okay. Let's go through them then. Let's see how good Fraser was at them. How many league titles did Gordon Strachan win as Celtic manager? Gavin said four.
Three.
It was three. Won the treble, lost the fourth, and decided that was it for Gordon Strachan. He was off. So it was a three. So unfortunately, not the best start, Gavin. What is the name of Partick Thistle's mascot? Probably the most famous in the whole of British football at the moment.
Kingsley.
It is Kingsley, unfortunately, Gavin. So 2 for 2. Who beat Roger Federer this afternoon to secure a place in the Wimbledon semi-finals in a blockbuster, fantastic game? It was Kevin Anderson, the eighth seed, who goes through, and Roger Federer, who heads out. So one correct. Well done, Gavin. Good to get on the board. The Diamonds is the nickname of which League One club? You got it right. Airdrie Adrianians. We'll accept that. Who was St Mirren manager when they won the League Cup? Gavin said Gus McPherson.
Oh, Danny Lennon.
Gavin, you said it yourself. It was Danny Lennon. Just that wee extra second may have got you, so unfortunately not correct. Which area of Glasgow did the first Scotland v England match take place in 1872?
It was the West End. It was the Hamilton Crescent, the West of Scotland cricket club, wasn't it?
It was. It was in Partick. We'll go with Partick as the area. So, as you were saying, Fraser, and I were saying as well, when England say it's coming home, it was already home in Partick in Scotland, so I don't know what they're talking about.
There's no chance of coming here, though.
Exactly. So unfortunately, not correct there, Gavin, but you managed to rescue it, I suppose, with the last one. Lorenzo Amoruso joined Rangers from which Italian club? That was Fiorentina. So let's count them up. It was a 1, 2... It was only a 3, unfortunately, for Gavin. So not enough to get you on the leaderboard, but thank you for playing nonetheless. Gavin Fry, a Rangers fan from Newton Mearns. If you think you can do better than Gavin and get a 6, then what are you waiting for? It is Clyde1.com is where you need to register, and you could be on the show very soon indeed. Fraser, just a tweet coming in for you, for you especially.
Yep.
John McGinn, how long will Hibs hold out? Can they hold on throughout the season, or would Neil Lennon want the money in soon so he can reinvest?
He'll want the money in. Neil will want it as soon as possible, but the club will delay and delay. Rod Peter's a hard negotiator, as I know to him when I've dealt with him as well. But the thing to remember is when the transfer window closes on August the 31st, he's essentially a free at that point, because he's out of contract next summer. Come the next transfer window in January, they might be able to sell him for a few hundred thousand, but he could sign for Celtic or anybody else on a pre-contract and be free next summer. So I think Hibs will accept a bid, but I think it will drag on towards the end of the transfer window.
Hugh Moan on Twitter, I'd have got a 7 with those questions. Hugh, what are you waiting for? Get
register
involved.
Register and phone in, Hugh.
A 7, that would have got you on the leaderboard, got you in the mix for £5,000. If you want to do it, you know the number, Clyde1.com is where you need to go. 01419511025 if you want to reach Fraser and I tonight, or at ClydeSSB on Twitter. We'll be back after the break. We'll be hearing from Steven Gerrard. He still wants more central defenders in at Ibrox. Hear from him after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Fraser Wishart with me, Ronnie Charters, on the second part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. Fraser, plenty of Celtic fans on Twitter loving this double partnership up front with Odson Edward and Moussa Dembele. One man on the phones who's exactly the same. Laurie and Dennison. Good evening, Laurie. How are you?
Ronnie, good evening. Good evening, Fraser. Fraser, in particular, I'm glad you're on the programme tonight. Like myself, of course, you're a lifelong trade union man. I've got a fantastic rapport with you. How you doing, Paul?
I'm very well. Yourself? You had a good summer?
I have. My comments tonight, Fraser, are firstly, I welcome Brendan Rodgers scoring the 2 up front, as, ironically, Rangers last term scored more goals in the league than what we did.
I
think that Rangers this season will muster a greater threat, and I welcome that as a season ticket holder. My two boys, Lawrence and Matthew, are also season ticket holders. You've got to enjoy watching a competitive game. White watches. Who honestly would feel entertained by that? Certainly not me. If I pay good money, I like to see a competitive match, as I would if I was a boxing fan watching Ali and Frazier, or Ali and Foreman, or any other highly competitive.
Your team is back now, Laurie. That's way before me, even. Well, maybe not.
Well,
just we'll give you it.
Fraser, for me though, well, Celtic, I think we'll still retain the league. We have to improve on a Champions League record, a group stage, which is abysmal, and that amounts in the last two seasons to 1-1, 8 losses, and 3 draws. 3 draws in the last 2 years. Fraser, your point.
Yes. I expect Celtic to make a couple of signings. I know McGinn's one of them. I still think they'll make two or three other signings. They're the great advantage of having a settled squad and a winning squad. And when you look at the guys that weren't playing last night, you realise they have got a strong squad. And I don't think Brendan Rodgers is just going to buy players just for the sake of it, but maybe one or two in, Alan and Christie, people like that as well, and one or two new signings. So I do expect Celtic to be stronger. I agree with you that the two up front seems to work, but they played that last year, Laurie, to be honest with you, quite a lot, and it didn't quite succeed. But the two up front, to get that two up front, he's going to have to play with the 3-5-2 because he likes the three men in the midfield, with Scott Brown just sitting. So it's an interesting change of tactics, but I do expect Rangers to be much better. I mean, some of the signings we know about, Arfield and McGregor and Goldson and people like that as well. The rest of them pretty much unknown. I mean, Koulibaly looks as if he's got something. When you look at his record, Sadiq, not so sure. He's very inexperienced in it. I don't think Rangers could be much worse than they were last year in the Old Firm games, Laurie. They were terrible. Celtic absolutely destroyed them.
Thanks to Laurie and Dennison. Let's turn our attention, Fraser, then towards Rangers, as you were saying there, with a huge Europa League clash with FK Scoopy tomorrow night at a sold out Ibrox as well. Steven Gerrard today, though, refusing to comment on Millwall defender Jake Cooper. It's understood a £3 million bid was submitted for the player, but Gerrard admits they are still looking for reinforcement in that area in the centre of defence following the exit of Bruno Alves. The Rangers boss also says Lee Wallace's exclusion from the Europa League squad was purely down to injury, and gave fans an update on what they can expect from new signings Umar Sadiq and Lassana Koulibaly.
I answered a question to yourself last week about speculation, and I don't like to add to speculation, especially when players belong to other clubs, so I won't be adding to any kind of speculation.
Keep things up to date on the Ronaldo situation?
Yes, his contract has been terminated mutually. That's happened today, I believe. Both parties are really happy, and we both move on. I think he's about to be unveiled at Parma, and we wish him all the best.
In terms of what's still to be done in terms of recruitment, is there any areas specifically that you still believe need to be?
Yeah, central defender.
You spoke before the memory, it's been about the situation with Lee Wallace. It seems he's not been included in the squad for tomorrow night's game. Is that because he's injured, or is that because he's ongoing?
Because he's injured. And because we have the luxury of changing the squad from game to game. And there's been a lot of media stuff written this morning about Lee. Me and Lee are fine. Lee's got an issue with the club and he's injured at the moment. That hasn't changed from the last time I spoke to the media.
Stephen, what appealed to you about Marwan really today?
Well, first and foremost, he's a talent. He's a player with huge potential. He's looking for the next stage. To take his career to the next level. I think he's done fantastically well in Holland. He's one of many boys that are at top football clubs around the world, and they find it very hard for that breakthrough. Instead of staying at that club and suffering and not playing games, I think the likes of Rangers can go and grab these boys and give them the stage and the platform to go and perform on.
What's that about Koulibaly? What do you think he can bring to the squad?
He's a destroyer-type midfielder. I think he's very different to what we've got here. He's played at the top level in France. I watched him numerous games over 90 minutes, but the game I was really impressed with him was against Paris Saint-Germain, against world-class players, and he broke play up and he kept the ball really simple and done an excellent job for the team when I watched him. You know, once we get him up to speed and fit and physically ready, you know, he's had a long break and a long summer off, but today, straight away in training, he looked sharp. He'd done exactly what I thought he was going to do. He broke play up, he was aggressive, he snaps into tackles. He's physically very strong, and he'll add a bit of power in the engine room for us.
Plenty to dissect there, Stephen Gerrard. If we break it down, first of all, with the central defenders, brought in two already. We understand there has been a £3 million bid for Jake Cooper, still to be rejected or accepted. Bruno Alves terminated his contract today. Where do you see this fitting with Rangers in terms of Gerrard and his squad, and the fact that he's so, you know, concentrated on central defenders?
Yeah, it seems to be the position that he's wanting to get somebody in, and I think you add Ross McCrory to that mix. I don't see Ross McCrory playing in midfield if Koulibaly is there, and he seems to be that type of player from what you read and what you see. So McCrory will probably be one of the four central defenders, and you know, the Jake Cooper one he's not commenting on, but I think you can tell from what he's saying that they are interested in him, and they might have a chance, because I know that Millwall signed a left-sided central defender called Murray Wallace, a Scotch lad who's was at Falkirk a number of years ago, and he's been at Huddersfield and Scunthorpe, so they signed him, so they've got somebody there as a ready-made replacement in the summertime. So you know, they've maybe got a chance at that kind of level, but Goldson seems to me he's going to be the number one. Katic, I saw Steve Gerrard talking about him being a young lad as well, so he might be number two, but the fight would be for that second place.
And on the recruitment, Sadiq and Koulibaly, and as he spoke of there, you know, going to the bigger clubs and getting the sort of fringe players, do you see that as a way to success, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, the whole kind of loan system, and this is not particularly Rangers, just the whole loan system in Scotland troubles me a wee bit when you've got so many players coming in from all over on loan in short terms. But good luck to these lads, you know, they're welcome here in Scotland, and you hope they succeed. Looking at it, Koulibaly's got a lot of experience, a lot more experience, 50, 60 games in the top league in France. Sadiq hasn't really, you know, he's played a handful of games in various clubs in Italy. He had NEC Breda, he was played, I think, 15 games as well. So yeah. I think he's more of a gamble, you know, he's more of a gamble because he's a striker as well, and strikers are judged on goals. And at Rangers, you know, you're looking for your number one striker to score 20, 25 goals. He's also got to fight off Morelos, who had a decent season as well. So I'm not, I think he'd be the one that perhaps you would think might take a wee while longer to settle in.
Well, James is a Rangers fan in Drumchapel this evening. Good evening, James.
Evening, guys. How are we?
Very well indeed. Thank
Hi,
you.
James.
Your thoughts tonight then on Steven Gerrard?
I just think that the guy's just been, since he's come in, I just think the guy's been class. I think the way that he talks, but the biggest thing for me is the guy's went out and sorted their problems out. He's went out and brought in, for me, I think, two quality centre halves and Golson and Katic. I watched them the other night. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to the game because I was a wee son of myself in Spain, but I can't wait to Thursday.
That's a good
excuse. Back to Ibrox and actually see the team in action. But when I was over there watching the game, I thought that Rangers played a totally different game to what I've seen Rangers play for the last, since probably going back to Dick Advocaat's era, the way that we were so high pushed up the park, we were pressuring, we never gave anybody any time on the ball, we were right in everybody's faces. I know it was only Bury and it was only a pre-season game, I'm not getting carried away, I think it'll do the whole team their confidence and everything about it. To go there, obviously, we battered them. That'll get their confidence up. Get into it. I just think that Steven Gerrard, the guy's been a born winner since he's been 14, 15. He's been in at Liverpool. He knows what it takes to be at a big club. And I don't think he'll let players away with what they got away with last season or the season before that. I think the players instantly give the guy respect. And I think he's that kind of guy. I think he's got the same kind of aura about him as Walter Smith. As soon as he walks into a dressing room, everybody just shuts up, sits down and just listens to the guy. Under Murray and under Cassina, I didn't think that the Rangers dressing room was like that at all. I just think that there was maybe wee bits, maybe four or five people were still obviously talking, or the manager was, you know, trying to talk and stuff. But I think Gray Gerrard coming in, I don't know much about, you know, what the young guys that he's brought in, but from what I've heard and the way Gerrard's been speaking about them, it can only be better than what's been served up the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm actually quite looking forward to this season. Mind you, I was saying that under Cassina as well.
I was about to say that, James, I know.
Sounds a bit familiar.
I know.
Under McCoy and everything like that, kind of looking forward to it. But I just think Gerrard's, I think he's brought the team, I think he's brought the fans all back together as well. And we just need to give the guy time. We can't give him 6 months after 6 months for all shouting for the, you know, the rooftops. And I'll admit, I'm probably one of these supporters that thinks that a guy's brilliant after 4 or 5 games and then after that he loses a couple and I'm right when the guy's back. But I think we need to give Steven Gerrard time to come in, build his team, and I do think he will do something. I will be quite happy, as much as I won't be happy coming second, but if we get second and we get a decent run in a cup, maybe win the League Cup or the Scottish Cup and push Celtic getting into the last couple of games of the season, I'll take that as progress, then push on next season and then go and win the league next season. Once Gerrard's got his other, maybe brings another 2 or 3 players in next season and then just go and, you know, push on. But I just think, getting into this season, I think there's a totally different feeling about the place. And I think this is basically, I go to a daughter and I think this is her Graham Souness era. Because I remember when Souness walked into that place and totally changed the place. Fair enough, I know Souness had money, like mega money to go and, you know, bring players in, like your Butchers and your Goffs and Chris Woods and stuff like that. But I just think that with everybody saying that Rangers don't have any money, if we bring this guy in from Millwall, that's about 8 or 9 million now that we've you know, spent, plus on wages. So it's no bad for a club that we're supposed to have been tapping 20 quid to get the heating on and £20 to get the lecky on.
I think the big thing for you, James, and for Rangers supporters, and I think you said it yourself, the last 4 or 5 years, you've been in this position as well. And every year the Rangers fans buy the season tickets because they know how vital that is to the club and their income. But there does seem to be a wee bit of a different time to kind of excitement. And nobody knows whether Steven Gerrard's going to be a success or not. Or I don't know half the players he's signed. But there's a good feeling around the football club. I still think Celtic will be the strongest team. And Rangers have got a big gap to fill because last year, although the points gap was less, I thought on the field of play, the gap between them was bigger than it was the previous season when Celtic were the Invincibles. So there's a bit to close there, James. But the Rangers fans are just desperate for success. They're desperate for any sign of getting close to Celtic, and they might get that this year.
Thanks to James. In Drumchapel, we had Gavin Fry, from Newton Mearns, have a 3 on the 5 grand fan. Let's see if our second contestant can do any better.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at Clyde1.com.
Jason Jordan from Milton Keynes, a Celtic fan. Good evening, Jason. Jason.
Yes.
He's there. How are you, Jason?
I am.
Panicked for a second there. How are you, Jason? You good?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Your thoughts on the John McGinn, a Celtic fan, then your thoughts on the John McGinn pursuit?
I think he offers something different to midfield. It'd be nice to get him, nice to have another Scotch-based player in there. You can see what Rodgers is trying to do with that. I think at some point we'll get that closed out. And I think Celtic have been sensible with what they're offering at the minute for a player in the last year of his contract. I think Brendan Rodgers kind of knows what he's doing. He's won 6 out of 6 so far, so I kind of trust what he's up to.
And in terms of, you know, down to business, let's be honest, Jason, the 5 grand fan, have you got many sixes to get you on that leaderboard?
To be honest, I've had the whole range from zeros up to an 8.
Have had an 8?
So to be honest, depends how the question's fall, but I'm hoping that I don't get the 0 again.
Okay.
A nightmare.
I don't think you'll get the 0 with these questions, but we wish you the very best of luck indeed. 30 seconds on the clock, answer as many questions as you can, and we'll see if you can get a 6 to get you on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that, Jason?
Perfect.
Good man, then let's go. Who scored France's winning goal against Belgium last night?
TT.
Where did Lee Griffiths start his professional playing career?
Livingston.
Which year did An Athletic join the SPFL?
2003.
Rangers have reportedly tabled a £3 million bid for which Millwall defender?
Cooper.
Which year did Croatia last beat England?
2009.
Which sport do the Montreal Canadiens play?
Ice hockey.
Which year did France last win the World Cup?
2008.
Okay, Fraser, your assessment.
It's going well. Last one, no. But
okay, we'll come to that.
But not bad. Well done, Jason.
Okay, let's go through them then. So we were just chatting about this game as well. Belgium France, great game last night. Who scored France's winning goal? It was Umtiti with the header to put France in the World Cup final. So a fantastic start, Jason. Second one, where did Lee Griffiths start his professional playing career? 2 out of 2. It was indeed Livingston. Which year did Annan Athletic join the SPFL? Mr. PFA is looking at me, not a clue.
Not particularly.
It is 2008. Unfortunately, Jason was the answer there. Rangers are reportedly tabled a £3 million bid for which Millwall defender? You said Cooper. Are we accepting Cooper? We're accepting Cooper. Jake Cooper, but we'll accept Cooper. Well done. So that's 3. Which year did Croatia last beat England? You said 2009. Would you like to hazard a guess, Fraser? Is it 2009 or do you?
It's not 2009 by your voice, but
but give it away. Sorry.
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't
2007. Know. England 2, Croatia 3, the Wally with the Brawley at Wembley in the European Championships. 2007 it was. So unfortunately not correct, Jason. But the next one, the Montreal Canadiens play which sport? And if you know our producer, who is Canadian, you'll know the answer is ice hockey. So you got that one correct. And then the final one, what year did France last win the World Cup? You said 2008.
Yeah.
It's 1998
was the answer, unfortunately, Jason. So let's go through them then. It was a 1, 2, 3. It was a 4 for you, Jason. So listen, it wasn't the duck, it wasn't a 0, but it wasn't enough to get you on the leaderboard. Either a 4 for Jason. Thank you very much for playing. That was Jason, a Celtic fan from Milton Keynes. If you want to get involved, head to Clyde1.com. Don't go anywhere though, we'll be hearing from Alan Stubbs after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Fraser Wishart with me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. And Fraser, the screens behind us are awash with the St George's Cross as kickoff kicks down towards England's semi-final. But let's us talk about St Mirren.
Thankfully they're behind me.
Let's talk about St Mirren. And ahead of their first season back in the Premiership, Alan Stubbs was speaking today and he's challenging his players to raise the bar and not rest on last season's successes. The Buddies boss has already made six new signings so far this summer, but says he's still looking to add more quality ahead of what he describes as one of his most challenging seasons at the club.
You know, obviously I've had conversations with a number of players in terms of going forward, in terms of their game time, and I'd rather be honest with people and, you know, and be up front and tell them that. It's not that necessarily, you know, I don't like them, it's just in terms of, you know, what I'm looking to bring to the football club, and that may be, you know, slightly different. We're still active. We're still looking to strengthen the squad, and we're looking to try and do that as quickly as we possibly can. I'd probably describe that by saying I'm happy with what we've done, but I'm still looking for more.
And we're hearing from Hibs today they've rejected a second bid for McGinn. Obviously you have a slice of that pie if that was to come through as well.
Yeah.
We'd be hoping that Celtic up their bid a bit more and Peter Lowell's a bit more generous with the first
round. It would be nice, but I don't think I'm going to have any influence over what the fee is going to be. All I know is that whatever happens, you know, John McGinn's a very, very good player, and whatever that fee is going to be, whichever that club's going to be, you know, I wish him all the best. We are looking to, you know, and you know, obviously I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but we are looking to really raise the bar at the club and bring in more quality to what we've already got, because we have to be competitive this season. You know, it's no point me stating anything different. It was fantastic what the club and Jack achieved last year, but we are entering a completely different ball game in terms of what we're going to be up against. So we know the task ahead of us, you know, is going to be a challenging one, but it's going to be a very exciting one and all.
Just how big of a task does Alan Stubbs have in his hands ahead of the new season?
I think like anybody outside of the big five clubs who are looking strong this year with Hearts signing a lot of players, so from Kilmarnock down, they could be anything between 6th and 12th, you know, and all these clubs are going to have to go off to a good start, and I think that's the key for Alan Stubbs. He's brought in a lot of new players. They've lost Jack Ross, who was obviously a massive influence on it, and it's amazing how things can turn. I was there when they won the league, and you know, the emotion and the excitement and the fans on the pitch, and it was fantastic. 3 or 4 weeks later, Jack's gone, Lewis Morgan's gone, Gavin Riley, 20 goals, yep, gone as well. So difficult job for Alan Stubbs, but if you get off to a good start, and sometimes the momentum for the team going up continues into the next season. So I think it's important that they get a few points on the board early on, or if that's a feel good factor, can go quickly.
Without being disrespectful to Livingston, who also come up there, is that maybe a positive in a sense for Alan Stubbs that he's also competing against a side who are having to re-equip themselves as well into the Premiership? You know, obviously, yeah, the playoffs would be a decent result for St Mirren for the end of the season, but they'll be pushing for more. Having Livingston up there with them, does that change things a bit?
Yeah,
in that sense,
absolutely. And I mean, no disrespect to Livingston.
Yeah,
I know these guys well, the players are members of ours, and their team spirit and their attitude whenever I was out at the club was just fantastic, you know. So you're really pleased for them. But if you're part of, so if you're St Mirren or you're Hamilton Accies, you would much rather have Livingston in the league than Partick Thistle or Dundee United, who are involved in the playoffs. So yeah, Livingston have a tricky one. Kenny Miller, of course, new to the game as well. But again, these guys have beaten two good clubs. They beat Thistle comfortably, just by their desire and their attitude and their work rate, and not bad players as well. So who knows, they could keep it going. But I think it will be a struggle for Livingston this year.
For St Mirren on that, just riding the crest of a wave, as it were, it's very unique, and Alan Stubbs said that today as well, we just couldn't fit it in time. Unique to take over at a club that's so high. You know, yeah, usually you come in when a team's just been relegated or whatnot, and it basically his task is just to continue that momentum that's been built under Jack Ross.
Yeah, I know, and sometimes that's not as easy. It's not as easy for a manager. Let's say we can, when Lewis Morgan's gone as well, and Gavin Riley. So it's two very key players you've got to replace. And Jack was a big part of that whole momentum, that whole sort of rebuilding of the club, the relationship with the players as well, and relationship with the fans in particular. You know, it was a fantastic place to go last year at St Mirren. So hopefully, I mean, I'm a St Mirren supporter, so hopefully for me, Alan Stubbs can keep that going for the start of the season.
Black and white on Twitter saying, if Stubbs get it right, no reason why we can't do top six. I think that shows you more than anything else the confidence that St Mirren fans are having after last season.
Well, they're a good team, and Lewis Morgan's just fitted right into the Celtic team, so it shows that guys from the Championship can do that. And it's good that Black and White, obviously a St Mirren supporter, is feeling that way. But that was Jack Ross's message. Jack's message was, listen, we're not accepting 10th here. You know, we're not aiming for 10th, we're aiming for top six. It'll be difficult. Hibs will be good. Aberdeen looks stronger, Rangers look stronger. Hearts as well signed a lot of players, so it'll be difficult to get that one place, but I think it'll be available.
All right, well, for the final time this evening, let's welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And that man is William Kitchen from Greenock. Good evening, William. How are you?
How are you doing, boys?
Very well indeed. Hi, a Morton fan. Your thoughts on how Rae McKinnon's going about his business this summer?
Quietly confident. He's made a lot of cracking signings.
And from that, promotion, playoffs, where would you see success for Morton this season?
Playoffs, I would say.
Alrighty. Playoffs, would you?
Yeah, I agree with that. Charlie Telfer's a good footballer and looking to get his career back on time, a smashing player. Big Kerr Waddle as well from Dundee on loan, a good centre-back, played last year in the Premiership. So I think he's made some good signs, but I think the playoffs at best, United and Thistle will be near the top.
All right, William. So you're the £5,000 fan. How have you been getting on? Sixes required. Have you got many sixes?
No, recently.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yes, the questions could be good to you. It's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many as you can. Pass or move on if you don't know it. Let's not try and hold up the clock, and we'll see if you can get a six or better, to be fair, and see if we can get you on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that, William?
Yeah, batter on.
Good man, then let's go. Who's the current head coach of Belgium?
Martinez.
Which decade did Clyde leave Sheffield Stadium?
80s.
Which country did Dynamo Tbilisi play in?
Russia.
What does MLB stand for in North American sport?
Major League Baseball.
Which Croatian did Roger Federer beat in last year's Wimbledon final?
Djokovic.
Which course hosted the last Ryder Cup?
St Andrews.
Romelu Lukaku joined Man U from which club?
Everton.
Okay. Now, Fraser, how do you think you did?
I think you did okay.
Yes,
I think you did okay. Well done. I mean, they were tougher questions, I think, than the other two. Yeah.
Okay, let's go through them then. The current head coach of Belgium and former graduate of Motherwell as well,
yeah,
Mr. Martinez. Well done. Which decade did Clyde leave Sheffield Stadium? The answer, William, you said again, remind me.
80s.
I think it was the 90s.
William is spot on. It's the 80s.
Good on you, William.
Which country did Dynamo Tbilisi play in? You said Russia. The answer, Tbilisi, is
Georgia.
Found in Georgia, as we know from the horror show at Scotland. MLB in North American football, in North American sport, sorry, stands for Major League Baseball. Well done, you got that one correct. Which Croatian did Roger Federer beat in last year's Wimbledon final? Wasn't Novak Djokovic? Do you get a hazard, I guess?
Marin Cilic.
Well done, Fraser Wishart. Marin Cilic was the Croatian who Roger Federer beat. Which course hosted the last Ryder Cup? You said St Andrews. I'll give you a guess, Fraser. It's in America.
Hazeltine.
Fantastic. Hazeltine it was indeed for the last Ryder Cup. And Romelu Lukaku joined Man U from which club? You snuck that one in. It was Everton. Let's go through them then. You got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4. It was a 4 for you, William.
What?
Unfortunately, not enough to get you on the leaderboard, but it was a fair good shout at it. Well done to William. We'll be back with more contestants tomorrow. Very quickly before we go, we must mention the semi-final, if I've not already done so. Your predictions ahead of it.
I think I think
best steady on.
England will win 2-1 in extra time against a tired Croatia, and France will beat them on Sunday.
France will beat England on Sunday. Yeah. So you say 2-1 after extra time.
Yes.
Scorers. Let's just go the whole hog. Come on, Fraser. We'll get time to burn.
Sterling's going to score and Harry Kane will score.
So
And Mandzukic.
Okay. You heard the call from Fraser Wishart. England 2, Croatia 1 after extra time.
Yes.
With Sterling and
it's a tired Croatia. They look tired. two extra times, two penalties.
Can that make that much of a difference?
Really? Yeah, short, you know, space in it, and it's kind of, it's the end of a long season if you think, yep. Even though we started our next season. So yeah, I think it can make a difference when they've got a weaker bench. I think Croatia, so smashing team. Rakitic, one of my favourite players, but I think England are going to do it.
Well, that is it for tonight's show. My thanks as ever to Fraser Wishart for joining me, Ronnie Charters, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboards £5,000 fan. Just under 2 weeks to go. Register if you haven't done so already. Head to ClydeOne.com and you could be on the show very soon indeed. I'll be joined tomorrow night by Gordon DL. Don't go anywhere though. Ryan Borthwick's up next after your latest news headlines with Vicky.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.